And now if I can ask Pelaki and Nalu and Samuel to come forward to join us in the celebration of the Holy Communion. For those of you who are not familiar with Holy Communion in the United Methodist Church, we believe in what Jesus taught us, which is that this is an open table, that God has set the table and asks who God would have come. In our estimation, that is all of us who are baptized, who are ready to start a new life in Jesus Christ, who are ready today to commit their sins to the Lord, to ask for forgiveness, and to start a new life today. So if that is you, you are welcome at this table. And we will start the liturgy of Holy Communion on the top of page 9 in your hymnal, if you'd like to follow along. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people here on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners like us. By the baptism of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we today together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in this, your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, you've heard the Lord's Prayer in other languages, in languages beyond English, but let us now pray one more time the Lord's Prayer in the language of your choice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. This bread over which we give thanks, and this that we break, is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The table is set. All of you are welcome. As the ushers release you, come forward. We'll break off a chunk of bread and hand it to you. There'll be trays with individual cups of grape juice in them. We'll hand you one of those. You're welcome to come up to the altar rail if you'd like to pray. And then the cups go in the baskets on the side. And as you leave to return to your place, there'll be ushers with baskets in case you'd like to make a monetary donation to the church. So come, enjoy Jesus' feast.